Okay, in Parshas Yisro, we have the Aseres HaDibros that includes the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'em. So I want to discuss tonight extensions of that mitzvah, some of which emerge from the Pesukim of the Aseres HaDibros, some of which emerge from another source in this week's Parsha as well. The Gemara tells us in Ksubis Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph the following story about what happened when Rebbe passed away. Tanur Rabbanan b'shas p'tirasos shel Rebbe Amar le banai ani tzarach, he said, calling my sons, nifnasu banav etzlo, the sons came in, Amar lehem, and the Rebbe on his deathbed gave a number of instructions. The first one was, yizaru b'chvod imchem, be careful about the kavod of your mother. Says the Gemara, after concluding the list of the other things that don't concern us at the moment, yizaru b'chvod imchem daraisehi. Why does Rebbe need to tell him to be careful about honoring their mother? That's a pasuk. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Says the Gemara, Eishes Av Havai. No, it wasn't their biological mother. It was their father's wife that Rebbe had remarried. So says the Gemara, Eishes Av Nami Daraisahi. So respecting your father's wife is also Din Daraisa. Ditanya Kabeis Avichi Vesimecha. Same pasuk. Es Avicha Zu Eishes Avicha. The extra S comes to include your father's wife, even if it's not your mother. Es imecha zu baal imecha. The S of imecha comes to include your mother's husband, even if it's not your father. And then vav yisera, and the extra vav is the rabbis hisachicha gadol. That comes to include your older or oldest, as we'll see, brother. So that's also a deraisa, the Gemara says. You don't need Rebbe to tell his sons to be careful to honor his wife. Says the Gemara, Hani mili mechayim avalacha misalom. No, that din that you have to honor your father's wife, that's only during your father's lifetime. Technically speaking, there's no mitzvah to honor his widow, but Rebbe's saying, nevertheless, it's appropriate to do so. So, what exactly is the nature of and the strength of this requirement to honor your father's wife, your mother's husband, and your older or oldest brother? So it says in Meiri there, and that's sugya in Ksubis, Chayiv Adam lechabed eishes ha'av v'chein bala eim, darizem mitzvah midivrei sofrim. That's a mitzvah divrei sofrim. In the Meiri parlance, that's less than a daraisa. There's some chua min hamikra. And they connected it, Chazal connected it, and asmachta the pasuk abeis avicha l'rabbis eishes avicha, etc. But the Meiri says it's not really, even though the Gemara says it's a din d'oraisa, it doesn't really mean d'oraisa in the literal sense. The Alpha Pishya Skir B'sugya Sucha Kvod Eishes Av D'oraisa, Moshe Hikshu Eishes Av D'oraisa, Lo Amru El Derech Smach. It only means that a smach, that there's a hint to it in the Torah, it doesn't mean it's a literal din d'oraisa. B'harbe Mekomos Metzinu Kayotzim is that there is precedent for this. And the Meir quotes other examples where Chazal used the terminology that something's a deraisa. It doesn't mean it's literal deraisa. It could be a reference to an asmachta, but it's not a full din deraisa. And then you have the opposite in the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Mamrim Perek Vav Halacha Tesvav Chayiv Adam Lechabed Aviv Afa Pi She'ena Imo Kol Zman She'aviv Kayim Shezeh B'chlal Kibud Aviv. Chayin bal ima kozman shiva kayemes la'acham yisa so ena chayiv u'midivrei sofrim sheya adam chayiv bechvod achiv agadol bechvod aviv. So first, the Rambam just tells you without comment or without telling you the nature of that halacha, the source of the halacha, yati mechabed a parent's spouse, and then he says midivrei sofrim that you're chayiv bechvod achiv agadol kikvod aviv. So the Nos Hakeilim say, there, the Rambam doesn't mean divrei sofer. The Meiri said the Gemara's deraisa doesn't mean deraisa; it means divrei sofer mechi meant rabbanan. And the Nos Hakeilim on the Rambam say the Rambam says divrei sofer, as we know, and the Rambam often divrei sofer is a code word for something that really is a deraisa, but it's learned out from the Midas Shaton and Reshus Behen divrei sofer because Chazal have the tools to derive it, but it's still a din deraisa. Okay. Just parenthetically, the Gemara indicates there clearly that the requirement to be mechabed a spouse of a parent doesn't apply after that parent passes away. So the Gilyan HaShas there on the margin of the Gemara points out there's a Rashbam of a Basra that seems to say otherwise, which at first glance seems to be against this Gemara there. The implication of the Rashbam, Bava Basra Kuflamad Aleph and Beis, which I won't read in the slide, we have in the Marmakamos, is that there is a chiyuv of kavod eishes av even la'achar misas av. It seems to be against our sugya. So the Achronim discuss ways out of that it's not what it appears at face value. There's an announcement that writes of Yosef Engel Klal Ches that points out that the scope of the chiyuv of kibud eishes av is different than the scope of the status of Eishes Av as far as Arayas are concerned. The din is whatever Arayas are generated by Eishes Av apply even Achar Misas Av. And that's in counter distinction to the Chiyuv of Kavod Eishes Av, which doesn't apply to Achar Misas Av. What's that difference based on? So he points out that as far as the Issur Arayas is concerned, it's not pshat that the wife of a father is still considered to be his wife, even la'achar misa. That relationship doesn't exist anymore, but the Issur Arayas is triggered by the fact that this woman was once married to your father. So even if it's la'achar misa, there's still that ramification of Arayas because of the union that used to exist, as opposed to the din of kavod, which would be a function of a current relationship. And that's paka, la'achar misa sa'av. And that, he says, is different than the kavod of Eishes Talmid Chacham, which is a function of kavod Torah, and that exists even la'achar misas ha-Talmid Chacham. Be that as it may, the din of kavod Eishes Av only applies technically b'chaye ha'av. As far as the other din that we learned from this Gemara, that there is a chiyuv of kavod for achicha ha-gadol. So that's the machlokas achronim. Does that only apply to the oldest brother? Does it apply even to an older brother? The Reb Shlomo Eger on the side of Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simon Reish Mem and the Beis Lachem Yehuda there as well in the same Simon Hilchos Kibud Av Ve'Em. So they assume that the din only applies to Gadol Ha'achim, the oldest of the brothers, not any older brother. One of the contemporary Sfarim Dinei Kibud Ave'im points out that that's the mashmos of a psikta zutrasi in our sedra. There it says ve'es l'rabba sachicha habachor. So you have at least a mefurish medrash that says that the din only applies to the oldest brother, not to an older brother, and that's the mashmos of the Ramban in Bereshis Perek Lamed Beis, beginning of Vayishlach. I don't know why it says Vayetze Vayishlach here. Okay, probably the I cut and paste from the Bar Ilan and the Perek straddles two Parshios. Okay, so in the beginning of Parshios Vayishlach, says the Ramban, Yaakov, skipping the dot. He had covered his Yaakov Adoni Avdecha. So why was Yaakov speaking to Esav through such deferential terms? Bavor, he had minig bitzair, la seis malo kavod ela bechor hiluav, is because the practice was, even Kodem Matan Torah, general society, was to give a level of respect to the bechor. The Ramban there in invoking Rabba Sachicha Gadol in this context seems to be saying that that din of the Rabba Sachicha Gadol is limited to Acha Bechor, the oldest brother, and not just any older brother. That's the position of Reb Shlomo Eger, the Beis Lachem Yehuda, and the Chida in the Birkei Yosef disagrees. Chida assumes that any older brother is bechlal, this imperative of achicha ha-gadol. What about an older or oldest sister? The Piskei Tshuva there, Siman Reish Mem, Siv Katan Yud Tes, quotes a Tshuva of the Shavuos Yaakov. Jewish with Yaakov, Chelak Aleph, Simen, Ayin, Vav. Let's ask this question. Does the din of Achicha Gadol include Achoso HaGadol as well? So at first, Shvus Yaakov says, how can you entertain such a thing to be most of al mitzvos, deraisa, derabanan? Never heard such a thing. No one ever mentioned such a source. He says, maybe you got this from the Medrash and Parshas Vayetze, Batan Rachel Vilei Batamar Nalo. And Chazal say, Lama Mesa Rachel Tchila, Vinesha Dibrif Neachosa. That Rachel was punished for speaking first before giving Leah the chance to speak. So maybe you see from there that there's a mitzvah inyan of kavod achos gedola. But says the Shus Yaakov, no, imishem halo area, that shouldn't be a raya. Kine mulvaje in the maiden alach midi vergad. The number one, that's a gadat anyway. So what can you learn from there? Yilav hachi leka lemelach me meder zuklum. James and nichnas klal besug chi of kavod. That's not a form of kavod or a lack of kavod to speak first before your older sister. Not a function of relations, not relationships, it's not a function of the family unit. It's bechlal, not appropriate. It's a bizayon to speak in front of or before someone greater or older than you, but it's not a function of kavod. He quotes, Ava, Shiva Dvarim Begolim, Shiva Bechacham, Eina Medabra Bifnei. That's not a function of kavod, of a formal kavod, kibud av, ach, etc. That's dam. It's not appropriate to speak out of turn. So he thinks that there's no, that shouldn't be a source. What?
Leah was greater than Rachel.
Leah was older than Rachel. So he's assuming that to speak in front of someone, to speak first to someone else is older than you, is a bizayon. But he's saying that's not a function of a formal din of kavod. So the Shvus Yaakov is skeptical as to whether there's any real source for Achoso HaGadola being Bechlal, this din of Achiv HaGadol. And that is his bottom line position. Maram Shik in the Sefer Tariyak Mitzvos, Mitzvah Lama Gimel, has a raya to support the sum. Another Rashbam in the same Sugim Baba Basra, Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that there the Rashbam explains the Gemara is entertaining that maybe when you authorize the oldest son to manage the estate, that's only Betoris Apotropos as a manager, but not that you're giving it to him for his total control, and there we only entertain that it'll be true by Achicha Gadol, not Achoscha Gadol. So maybe there's a raya from there to this position of the Shvus Yaakov. Again, the Chida, who had an expansive understanding that Achicha Gadol applies to any older brother, also in part of that same piece assumes that it applies to an older sister as well. So these halachos all appear in Shulchan Aruch, the end of Simon Reish Mem and Yerodea, beginning Sif Kaf Aleph. Chayav adam l'chabed eishes aviv afav ishena imo kol zman she'aviv kayem. Chayav l'chabed baal imo kol zman she'imo kayemes. L'archem isa nat. Mikol makom adavar hagun l'chadam af l'archem isa. And that's the story of Rabbi. Then Sivkaf Beis. Chayav adam b'chvod achiv agadol. Bein shu achiv mei aviv, bein shu achiv mei imo. Sivkaf Gimel. This is based on the Tshuvas HaRash. Ach gadol shachira v'biza la'achiv shuta mechacha mekatu v'men v'shanim v'nida katan l'gadol yafa asa shenidu. So if the older brother acts out of line and is mevaza the younger brothers who are tamid chachamim and they decide to put the older brother in nidoi, that's appropriate because he's not giving proper respect to Torah and tamid chachamim. And in such a case, you don't have to be mechabed the older brother. Okay. Then the next Sif Shulchan Aruch, which we'll get to in a few moments, that's based on a different source in this week's Sedra. The beginning of Parshas Yisro, Yilchas Zayin, Vayitzei Moshe L'kras Chastov, Vayishtachu V'yishaklo, Vayishalu Ish L're'eyu L'shalom, Vayavo Ha'ola. Moshe goes out to greet Yisro, says the Mechilta, Vayishtachu V'yishaklo, Eina Yodeya. Mi'yishtachu V'elemi, O mi'nashak L'mi. So who took the initiative? Who was bowing to whom who was kissing whom. There are missing antecedents in this pasuk. Kishu Omer, Vayishalu Ish Derei L'Shalom, Mikari Ish, Ala Moshe, Vayish Moshe Namod, Havi Omer, Lo L'Shachav Evel Anoshek, Ala Moshe L'Chamav. So Moshe is the one who bowed down to and kissed his father-in-law. Nikan Amru, Shehe Adam Muchan L'Chvod Chamav. So you see from here that a person should be set up, prepared to extend kavod to his father-in-law. We also have a Yalkut Shimoni, Shmuel Aleph Kuf Lamed Gimel, when David HaMelech is running away from Shaul and finds Shaul and has the opportunity to kill him and doesn't, and only cuts off the corner of his beged, says the Medrash there, Vayichos es knaf ha-me'il, Vayach lev David oso, David Omer Amr David, Ma ben kata tzitzis la kata resha. Reb Nechamya Amar shebili mitzvah tzitzis. Amalei David v'avi ra'a ra'o ra'gam v'avi ra'o gam ra'a. So David now, the Medrash assumes David is referring to Shaul, referring to him as Avi. Shaul was also David's father-in-law. Mikan shechayiv adam v'chvod chamav k'chvod aviv. So this is a source that a person is chayiv to respect his father-in-law as he respects his father. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Simon Reish Mem, Se'if Mem Dalid. He doesn't understand the Raya. There are other psukim where the term Avi is used. It's clearly not a reference to a father or a father-in-law. Elisha says when Eliyahu departs, Avi Avi, Rech of Yisrael Parashav. So maybe he'll tell me he used the term Avi because he's his Rabbi Mufak. So Shaul also was a Rabbi Mufak in the sense that he was the Melech. So maybe David is referring to him as Avi because he's the Melech, not because he's his father-in-law. Abdei Naaman referred to him as Avi. And other examples. So why is the fact that Shaul, that David refers to Shaul as Avi, an indication that's because he was treating him at a certain level of kavod as his father-in-law? That says the Aruch HaShulchan, Ulai, Nimnesha Azra Daf Shaul is David. The context was Shaul was trying to kill David. V'lo yalo David lo'ovo l'chado, ilulei shechal shem av al-chamav lo yakor avi. So the only reason David would use the term was because of a din, but not because Stam, he wanted to give him kavod, because Shaul wasn't deserving of any kavod at that point because he was looking to kill David HaMelech. The Minchas Elazar in a tshuva that if we have time we'll get to later, Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher in Chela Gimel, Simen Lamed Gimel, he points out that in that Medrash, in that Yalkut, there are, just to give credit, some of these Marmer Kamos in this part of the shir I got from the Olamot collection of Marmer Kamos. So he says, if you look at that Medrash in the Yalkut, there's actually a Machlokes, who David was addressing when he said Avi. So according to the other day, he wasn't addressing Shaul anyway, in which case that Medrash shouldn't be any raya to the notion of Kavod Chamav, and as we'll see, the extent to which this is halacha is taloi b'machlokes. Another potential source for this notion of Kavod Chamav, the end of Parshas Vayetze, we just saw before the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, so the end of Parshas Vayetze, Lamed Aleph Mem Vav, Vayomer Yaakov L'achav L'ktu Avanim V'yichu Avanim V'yasu Gal V'yachlu Sham Al Gal. Who are these Achav? So Rashi says, it's Banav. Yaakov is talking to his sons, who are referred to as Achim. Trivia question, this is one of, in the Masmidim, undergraduate Masmidim program in Yeshiva for many years, we had the Chumash test every week, Chumash Rashi test that Rabbi Tursky would write, Chumash Rashi Targum. So one of his best questions in my mind was Parshas Vayetze, what are the four meanings of the term Ach? If you pay attention in Parshas Vayetze, Rashi defines Ach in four different places as four different things. Ach can mean brother, Ach can mean son, Ach can mean friend, and Ach can mean relative. But anyway, so Rashi here says, in this context, Vayomer Yaakov L'Achav is sons. The Ramban says, "Vayomer Yaakov l'achav l'achi Lavan, aniskar asher ba'imo." This is a reference to the companions of Lavan. Ki lo ratza lomar kein l'chamav. He didn't want to speak that way to his father-in-law, Shayanoi Bakova. So he's speaking to Lavan's entourage as a foil for Lavan because he didn't want to address his father-in-law disrespectively. Okay, so these are all midrashim that may be a source for Kavod Chamav. Rambam makes no mention of Kavod Chamav. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Reish Mem Sif Kaf Dalid writes, Chayiv Adam L'Chabed Chamav, period. But if you look at the Shach over there, Kost and Labach, that this Kavod Chamav is not the same as regular Kavod. It's not like Kibud Av. It's not like even Eishes Av. It may not even be like Achiv HaGadol. The Lashon of the Shach running from the Bach is that the Kavod is on the level of Kishar Zekenim Chashuvim. So it's not an absolute Chiyuv of the Kibud Av flavor. If you have to give him Kavod like you give any Zaken Chashuv Kavod. And Rav Avadia thinks Yichavadas Chelik Vav Simenun Aleph Chelik Vav Simenun Aleph that the Iker is like the Bach and the Shach, and the Raya he brings earlier sources bring this, but the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Tanina Hadatan Rabbanan Ish, Ainli Ali Ish Isha Minayin, Ishimo Vaviv Tiro, Ishu Amri Tiro Reikan Shnayim, Matel Amri Ish. Ish sipik biyad alasos, isha ain't sipik biyad alasos, v'neishur shesacherim aleha. So even though both a husband and wife are mukhiv and kibarav, the husband's chiyav is more absolute because the husband is sipik biyad alasos, the woman is not. Why? V'neishur shesacherim aleha. What does that mean? Rashi says, shesacherim aleha means baila, meaning that her husband, she has to defer to her husband. And if there is a clash between her husband and her father, she defers to her husband, and she has less maneuverability to be fully invested in Kibud Av. So says Rav Avadia said earlier sources, if that's the case, that a husband is chayiv in the covenant of his father-in-law, so then that's not a clash. It's not that the wife has to defer to the husband when, as opposed to being mechaber father, the husband also has to be mechaber father. So it must be that kind of kavod chamav is on a lower level than regular kibud av. So what exactly is the gather of kavod chamav if that's the case? Rav Sternberg has a tshuva, chela gimel tshuva svan hagos, simen reish ayin zayin, chela gimel simen reish ayin zayin. And he starts off by comparing it to what's the nature of the chiyuv of kavod for a grandfather? So the Ramah there in Sif Kaf Dalid writes, after he quotes the din of kibud chamav, yesh omer de ein adam chayiv b'chvod avi aviv, marik, there's no technical chiyuv of kavod for a grandfather. Then and nearly, says the Ramah, ela de chayiv b'chvod aviv yoser michvod avi aviv. That no, in fact, that a person is chayiv in kavod aviv more than avi aviv, but he still is chayiv in kavod avi aviv as well. It says Rav Sternbach, what's the nature of kavod for a grandfather? He says kavod for a grandfather is not because there's a chiyuv kavod for a grandfather per se, but that's a manifestation of kavod for your father. That your father gets nachas ruach when you treat his father properly. So Kivod Avi Aviv is simply an extension of Kivod Aviv. He says the same thing may be true by Kivod Chamav, that the Iker reason you have to be Mechavit your father-in-law is because in doing so, that gives Kavod to your wife. So it's an extension of the Kavod that you have to show to your wife. And he points out that's why the Rambam, even though the Rambam doesn't have a din of Kavod Chamav, he does have the din in Hilchos Avelus, Parik Beis, Halacha Hey, that a person has to demonstrate a certain level of Avelus for a parent-in-law because of Kvod Ishto. So it's not an independent chiv of Kavod Chama, but it's an extension of Kvod Ishto.
So he would have to honor his father as much as he had to honor his wife, as much as he had to honor his father. I didn't see that. I didn't know how much.
So if we're saying it's a lower grade chiyuv, then it wouldn't be at the same level as regular kibbutz. It may be on a lower level. And that's what somewhere on the spectrum between kamosh ar zakenim chashuvim and full kibud av va'em. That's what he says, that even if it's more than shar zakenim chashuvim, but it's less than regular kibud av va'em. And just to conclude, Minchas Olosa that we referenced earlier, Chel Gimel, Simen, Lam Gimel, he tries to figure out what's the difference between if you have a clash between kavod of a grandfather and kavod of a father-in-law, what wins? But he points out there a Mar Malkum, a Sefer Charedim, who writes that the reason someone is chayiv in, a husband's chayiv in kavod for his in-laws is because ish v'ishto k'chad gufa chashivi, ishto k'gufo. So on some level, it's like these are your own parents, and he doesn't understand that. That doesn't fit with everything that we've been saying. If that's the case, we don't understand the grand condition so well. So he leaves that, he attempts various explanations, but ultimately leaves that as a tzarech ion, what to make of the Sefer Charedim, but that may not be reflective of the normative approach anyway. Okay. Have a good Shabbos.